The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Built Bars are excellent for a quick source of protein, and they satisfy cravings for sweets. Absolutely delicious. The coconut brownie or cookies and cream? So good. Candy bar taste? Healthy for your body. Lots of delicious flavors to choose from. Go to built.com and use code R5INSIDER. That's R5INSIDER for 10% off your order. Built Bar, truly the champions among protein bars.
This team, their atmosphere, their gymnastics, their social media, their freaking playlists in the arena.
Michigan State brings the swag, Illinois the beauty, CMU the excitement, and Cal gives us the debut we have been waiting for. Join us as we talk DMX and week 6 of the NCAA season.
Welcome back, everyone, to the only USA Gymnastics region-specific podcast that gives a big old college salute to the awesome alums of Region 5 currently competing in the NCAA. That's Kim, and I'm Jason, and we have lots of reaction and thoughts to what went down in Week 6. A lineup debut that the Gymternet has been waiting for, a star on the rise at Michigan, and yes, she is a Region 5 alum, a couple freshman debuts, and we have moved from skin color Leo Mesh to skin color tape, which is pretty cool. But before we get all taped up in Week 6 action, we have to thank our podcast sponsor. The best way to save your ankles from needing tape, and that would be TumbleTrack.
TumbleTrack. More reps, less stress, twist, turn, and tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart. Thank you to TumbleTrack for your continued support of the College Salute Podcast and the Region 5 Insider.
Well, as we begin each week with the Fab 5, remembering it can be Region 5 related, but doesn't have to be. And Kim, why don't you start off with number one and a new gymnastics team on the rise?
Yes, absolutely. This is huge. The first HBCU to have a collegiate gymnastics team, Fisk University from Nashville, Tennessee. They will start in the fall of 2022, and this is absolutely huge. No other HBCU has collegiate gymnastics, and they're the first. This is big, huge. I am so excited. I cannot wait for this to kick off next season. It's amazing. It's such a great thing.
It's going to be exciting to see. It's also very exciting, regardless of the university or the situation, but just that we're adding gymnastics programs. But this one, obviously, a little bit more important in what it brings to college gymnastics and to society as in general. How about the skin colored tape? This one I'm excited about, and I know I saw this on Instagram, a couple months ago. But when we moved from white tape, because everyone wore white tape, like in my day, we didn't have even flesh colored tape, like white flesh colored tape. I mean, it's not even really flesh colored tape unless you're, relatively tan. You can still see it. But it's better than the white that stands out. That's all we ever had. We never had, we had it for our wrists, but we never put it on our ankles. But now, obviously, they have the tan or white color skin color tape. But now you can get a variety of skin color tapes through Color Wrap.
The company is called Our Color Wrap, and it's spelled C-O-L-O-U-R, like in the English version. They wanted to do that. I read online they wanted to do that just to make it all inclusive, and this is our thing. And it was actually created by a former gymnast. This is the tape, the wrap, like the bubble tape that goes on top of like regular tape is what it looks like. And it's really cool that there's finally this, this athletic tape that matches people's skin tone. So when you're out there performing and if you're not, I'm pasty white. I mean, white tape is not my skin color, but like it's closer than anything else. So I'm fine with it. But when you're out there and you're competing and you have beautiful lines, or, you know, you're looking at an athlete and, you know, she's beautiful all the way down, and then you see just bulky white tape with a darker skin tone, it kind of just takes away and brings attention to their feet or their knees or their arms or whatever body part they have to tape. So it's really kind of cool that a former gymnast came up with this and put this company together. It's really cool that there are more options out there for athletes with different skin tones and different skin colors to be able to tape their body parts and be comfortable doing their athletics, whether it's gymnastics, running. It's not just for gymnastics. It's for all sports. And so, you know, to be able to find something closer to your skin tone, like the leotards, closer to your skin tone to cover up that tape so you can have those beautiful lines. A lot of these girls that are using this color wrap, you can't tell that they have athletic tape on because it matches so well. And when I saw this come out, and there's a lot of gymnasts that have been using it, and I talked to a former Rutgers athlete, Rihanna Ali, and she just absolutely loved it and, you know, wished she had it when she was competing since she was always taped. And I just think it's so amazing. And you can go and visit their website or their Instagram page, and you can actually apply to, you know, get this athletic tape and try it out in your skin tone. And a lot of athletes, gymnasts out there, you can become kind of like ambassador and, you know, apply for that to, you know, use this tape and, you know, promote this tape. So it's really cool. I'm really excited about this. And if you have not seen it yet, definitely head over to their Instagram, their website, and check it out, because this has definitely changed the game, and not just for gymnastics, for all sports. So I'm just super excited, and I can't say enough about this company and what they're bringing to athletics.
We do want to mention that we are not sponsored by this company. So we're not just saying it because they are sponsoring us. We have no sponsorship or anything. We just noticed it. Like I said, I noticed it a few months ago on Instagram when I was flipping through, and Kim had mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and she goes, you know, I'm going to put it on the Fab Five and talk about it. But it's awesome skin tones for all athletes. You know, their Instagram shows you all the different shades, and they kind of do their Instagram with like the different kind of like shades of tan and colors and stuff with the tape. So it's kind of cool. So check that. Yeah, definitely check them out. It's at ourcolorwrap.com. But their Instagram is our color wrap. Remember, C-O-L-O-U-R, not C-O-L-O-R. Well, number three, the awesome double layouts of Florida and Naya and Trinity. Flying, I put here, flying on floor for Florida. I mean, these double layouts are huge. Naya scored a 10 this week on floor. Absolutely gorgeous routine. And then Trinity would have probably scored a 10 as well, but she opened up a little bit early on her double pike and took a step forward. But her double layout was even bigger than Naya's. And it's just huge, huge tumbling. And then Sloane Blakely does a beautiful double Arabian as the last competitor for Florida on floor, and nails and aggressively finishes her double out, or her Arabian double, which I thought was really cool. But the thing I liked about Sloane is the where she has her gator chomp. She does it in a part of the music that is very slow, reaches back, and then it chomps aggressively. And you can see where the camera was on her, kind of up towards the audience, and you can see the audience with the arms going back slow, and then boom, gator chomp. And I thought that was really cool. I mean, obviously they all have gator chomps and they all do that, but I just, you know, the way that camera was and the way they were showing Sloane's routine, that just caught my eye when I was watching that. But just their tumbling and those two double layouts, absolutely gorgeous, and a, you know, pretty dang good double Arabian double front as well. So we just wanted to mention Naya, Trinity, and Sloane for their outstanding tumbling this week.
So number four on our Fab Five list comes from a gymnast at Penn in Pennsylvania, McKaylee Marr, and she went 9.95 on beam this week, and her beam routine is just simply beautiful. She has the most perfect toes, legs, knees, arms, all the way extended through her fingers. She does a beautiful hitch kick and like holds the leg at the end. But everything in this routine is just exquisite. And there's nothing like super flashy in terms of tricks or content, but it's just everything she just does beautifully all the way through the fingers and the toes and just the presentation of this routine, it's just, it's beautiful, exquisite. So if you haven't caught this routine, just type her name into YouTube. She's right there. It's amazing. It's amazing. Number five, Lian Wong's triple full on floor. Like, perfect triple full. She goes up, she twists three times, and then boop, right back down in place. It is the most gorgeous triple full. It's very, and I like a good triple full, as we've said. I love a good triple full, and the best triple full ever on the planet is Anna Maria Pagan. But this triple full is amazing, and it form is glued together. Of course, she has that gauge form, so it's, legs are glued, toes are glued, but oh my God, I saw this, and I was just blown away. Mwah! Beautiful!
I put in here Savannah's bar dismount. Savannah's shown here is beautiful double front half out. Nailed it. Big, huge college salute. That was awesome too. But absolutely beautiful technique on the double front half out. And so I think that deserves the chef's kiss as well, because absolutely awesome, awesome dismount there. So, and Anna Maria Bacan, Kim had mentioned, former Romanian gymnast, one of my faves in Romania. She coaches at Buckeye, coaches like the elites, the Hopes kids, as well as the tens, but usually it's with the Hopes kids. Check her out on YouTube. Tons of great gymnastics. Skills that you didn't even think that Romanians did, Anna Maria Bacan did.
And if you haven't heard, she coached me. Next up, because we can never have five, so we're going into six and seven, because we can never have five because Kim made the list. Number six is Haley Liu, I'm assuming that's how you say it, on floor from New Hampshire. Yes, people, the University of New Hampshire. They are killing it every so often on things. Like, let me tell you, there's a lot of 9.9s going on out there in New Hampshire. But anyways, 9.9 on floor, this is definitely worth talking about. She's a front tumbler. That's just all she does. But her first pass, front handspring double full to like a whoop, arabesque step out. It's very beautiful. Think, you know, Andy Lee. She did it at one time, I think. Whoop, but beautiful. And this routine, I wanted to highlight this routine a little bit just because it has some different choreography in it. And we know how I love different choreography. But also, that opening tumbling pass is great. And she does front handspring, front layout, front Rudy as her second pass. Yes, I paid attention to tumbling for once in my life.
Good job, Kim.
And thank you. Thank you. But the choreography is where it's at. That's really what I was getting at with looking at this routine. 9.9, beautiful choreography. It's different. She shows off this routine. I love her ending. She kind of just like, it's like she's a doll and she's like, dies. And she's like hanging limp. It's just a great routine. If you have not heard of this person or have not checked out New Hampshire gymnastics, best head over to the YouTube or all of the socials and check it out, because it's worth the view for sure.
Check her out. Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y, Lou, L-U-I, from New Hampshire.
And number seven on this list, like, I put her at the bottom because, let me tell you, Sika Wright's floor routine, hello. Okay, just, I have to get all adjusted in this chair because this is serious business. This routine, her homage to DMX, yes, you heard me right, people, DMX, oh my God. I have never loved a floor routine more than I love this one. I talked all about Jordan Childs last week and her going viral and her floor routine. Oh, sugar, scoot it right over and sit it down, because this one is it. And she has her natural fro hair for it. This routine is so many things. I could have an entire podcast about just this routine. And if you don't like this routine, people out there, we can't talk. But this routine, every song she uses is a classic. The dance moves, oh, on point. Like, I was playing this song for my husband yesterday, and I like sent him the video. I'm like, you have to watch this. But let me tell you, I had a dance party in my house while watching this, because it is fan flipping tastic. Couldn't tell you what she tumbled, no idea. But oh my God, people, this routine, I just cannot even form sentences. It's my favorite. Done. I don't want to see anymore.
She does have a very nice 2.5 twist punch front first pass. It actually is very
nice.
I liked UCLA's video of this where they're in close like the entire routine. Like they have her from different sides, and clearly two people film this at, you know, during it because she has different angles, but it's the same like shot type shot. That was really cool. Just
is
to be
the
really
one
tight.
I said, is it
yes,
the one
it
I
is.
Sent you from TikTok?
Yes, it is. It's just really close, like in close. So you see the facial expressions, you see her move like right there, but a beautiful 2.5 twist punch front. But
no one's watching your tumbling, girl. No one. You could have just army rolled across the floor because it's the performance and the dance. That's where it's at. Who does DMX? Like, who does DMX? This, I can't even. This is as good as the halftime show. Like, oh my God, DMX. Hello. Stop. Drop. Dum, 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 shut up.
All right.
Yeah. Stop.
Kim's getting a dance on though. Definitely go check out on UCLA's TikTok, and it's, I think it's on their Instagram as well.
YouTube, Instagram, anyway,
yes.
TikTok.
But go watch that video because TikTok. Instead of just watching the video, like the actual floor routine from like, you know, ESPN or Pac-12 Network or wherever it's on from the telecast, go watch the one where they're like their social media guy or their SID or whoever filmed it, or the girls, who knows, where it's in tight, close to her while she does it. It's a good video. You definitely get a good you get a good feel for the routine that way versus just watching it from like a camera above or what have you. Well, I've added another one to the Fab Five, so I'm guilty of adding to our Fab Five. But I said on ours, I just want to talk. Can we talk a little bit about Haley Bryant's bars? And I want to start that and lead that in by she was top five at JO's back when she was competing. It was JO's almost every year on bars. I mean, she was the all-around champion. We know her good vault, floor, what have you. She was a JO champ on bars in 2019 and actually scored over a 9.8. I think she went like 9.825 on bars. But yet, we never really talk about Haley when it comes to bars. I mean, we've talked about she's doing all around, but no one really mentions and shoots out there how good of a bar worker she is. Huge Jaeger and a beautiful, and I said this, you know, Savannah Schoenhair's double front half out, beautiful double front half out that she sticks as well. And it's just, it's so cool to see that, you know, the power type athlete is also very good at swinging bars the way she does. And it's just phenomenal. I've watched it and I just, you know, like for some reason this weekend's meet stood out to me and I just was like, I got to talk about Haley's bars. Absolutely beautiful. We know she doesn't do many things backwards. So like it's, you know, pretty obvious why she front dismounts as well as does a Jaeger. But awesome.
Swing is beautiful just because she's just a little taller and she does have power.
Nice long swing. But yeah, and it contributes to her nice double front half out. I mean, she used to have a nice double front that she would, you know, for the most part land pretty good and sometimes hop, but now this half turn has made it even better for her because she can find the landing much better.
Well, and her Jaeger is huge.
Oh, it's huge. Huge. So props to Haley Bryant when it comes to bars, not just vault, floor. She's good on beam, but she's been replaced on beam a few times, which she was this week too. And we'll talk about it. Now it's time for our weekly Karis Kickover. And Olivia has some updates on some career and program highs that we saw in week 6.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Karis Kickover Week 6. My name's Olivia Karis, former University of Michigan Wolverine and current gym nerd. I am so excited about this week's topic because I want to talk about something not controversial, but celebratory, and that's career highs and program records. This past weekend, we saw a lot of exciting gymnastics that raised the bar for different programs. University of Pittsburgh set a new team program record on uneven bars, as well as an individual performance on the event. Maryland beat Minnesota with their fourth highest team total score in program history. But the big highlight for me this week was Michigan State setting new program records on beam and floor and slashing their previous team record by 3.5 tense. So exciting to see that program come into their own. Lots of former Region 5 gymnasts on that team, really helping to push them forward and make them extremely competitive in the Big Ten and nationally. So I want to hear your thoughts on career highs and program records. It was an exciting weekend for those two things. I'm looking forward to more exciting career highs and program records throughout the rest of this season. So talk to me on Twitter, reply here, and looking forward to hearing what you say.
Thanks, Liv. It's exciting to see programs that don't get the spotlight, and it proves how much parity that we have now in college gymnastics. I mean, Maryland beating Minnesota. Even with Loper getting another perfect 10 on vault. Pittsburgh looks really good, and we're going to talk about one of their freshmen in a bit that just happens to be a Region 5 alum. And then MSU, well, Kim was at the MSU-Illinois meet, so more on that in a bit. But we look forward to Liv's thoughts every week, and definitely for Week 7's action, because next week, Big 5's as part of Elevate the Stage, and we'll get to more of that in a little while. So Big 5's in Toledo next week. We might even get lucky and have Olivia on the show for our second time this season. We shall see. We'll see how our schedule works around that. But we'll see what Liv has in store for Karis Kickover for Week 7 next week. Well, we start our discussion, and we are going to lead off our discussion with a debut that I think many of us have been waiting for, and we were like kind of teased a little bit last year because she would get into the exhibition spots, but just never got into a lineup. And she made two lineups, and that would be Gabby Paria. Gabby Paria got to compete in two events this week, and it was, I mean, absolutely awesome. Uneven bars, beautiful pec salto, an absolutely gorgeous Maloney half. I mean, form, execution, body shape, everything was there. Big double layout dismount, and then the crowd went nuts. Team went nuts. Everyone went nuts.
Kim went nuts. Let me tell you, I was going through the scores because, like, I'll usually go through the scores and do our little 9-9 notebook, and I saw that she competed, and I about lost my crap because I was like, oh, my God, what? Yes. And then I saw she competed on floor two, and I'm like, whoa, two lineups? I was very excited. If you cannot tell, I was very excited. And then you sent me the routine. I about cried when she dismounted off bars because I was just so excited that she finally was in a freaking lineup and not an exhibition spot. And her routine was amazing. And she went 9-9 and just all the things. Oh my God. Gabby, yes. Gabby, yes.
So excited. Because I was telling Kim last week, I was like going through the results, and I think she was possibly supposed to debut last week because her name was listed on Road to Nationals and other things listed, but no scores.
No, that's just Cal's way of toying with
Yes, exactly. But this week when I saw the routine before I saw that she had a score, and I was like, oh yes, Gabby's competing. What I thought was interesting is she's doing a round off double pike on floor. That's interesting. Probably be due to the fact that her shoulder for back handsprings and whatever, it's easier just to round up double pike. But nice 1.5 front layout. So not like huge tumbling, but the fact of the matter is she's out there. She's, you know, competing, scoring. I think she went 9.825 on that routine. A great routine. Evan Heider, who commentates for Cal, former Michigan alum, just was having a blast, and they're like just all excited that, you know, Gabby was competing. And obviously her teammates were ecstatic, running onto the floor, jumping out on her, similar to when we mentioned Michigan State week one, week two, and they were like engulfed Ashley on the floor. And so cool. It was just exciting to see her. Exciting to see her out there. JC Vohr. Wow. I said at the beginning, I said there's an athlete at Michigan that people are going to start talking more about, and that would be JC Vohr. JC is anchoring bars 9-9. As a freshman, anchoring that bar lineup. She also led off beam this week for the first time. 9.925 on beam. Solid balance beam set. Star in the making. I mean, she was a JO National All-Around Champion. We shouldn't be too surprised that she's not good. You know. But dang. I mean, I can't wait to see her being able to do vault, floor. She's going to be a star at Michigan.
I saw JC compete exhibition beam at that U of M MSU meet I went to, and it was beautiful there. And she had mentioned to me, I was like, hey, great beam routine. She's like, I wobbled on my dance or jump. I'm like, yeah, but you stuck that dismount and all that other stuff. And I knew she was going to get into the lineup eventually on that event because she is just beautiful. I love watching her do everything. But being she just so effortless and solid and composed and confident, I just love it. I'm so excited. I'm so glad she's, you know, getting into, you know, more lineups. And, you know, hopefully we'll see her on vault soon, maybe floor. But she's definitely going to be a big player the next 3 years. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're going to love the Yurchenko 1.5 whenever they get that in there. Her Yurchenko 1.5 is absolutely gorgeous. But as a leadoff on balance beam, I think that's a good place for her. She seems so calm, and I think she really is absorbing that and just being excited about being the leadoff of the Michigan lineup. Now, granted, there was only one opportunity to do that so far, so hopefully we'll continue that. But to go 9.925 in your first beam, you know, performance in the lineup going first, it just shows that, you know, as a freshman, just shows you what JC is capable of. And just sad we didn't get to see her finish out her senior year, because God knows what she could have done in the last year at JO too. Or
and,
Deb.
You know, I think the leadoff position for me is just as important as being in the anchor position on an event, because you set the tone. You know, you set the tone for the rotation, and to have somebody so strong at the beginning is huge.
She also has a nice Tkachev. We haven't seen it in a while because she went back to that, you know, Maloney and Bale or Pack. I can't remember. I think it's Bale. Routine that's obviously solid, consistent, very easy for her to do. But she does have a nice Tkachev. So I don't know if we'll see a Kai Rivers type routine soon where it's, you know, bar to bar and then big Tkachev dismount. So an athlete, a Region 5 alum, and a freshman, actually, this year that we've been waiting to talk about is Sydney Washington from Pitt. And she's doing the all-around. And she's an anchor. She thinks she's anchor's floor, or she's close to the end of the lineup. She got a 9.9 on floor this week. Huge double pike and double tuck. I love it. She does that action we talked about a couple weeks ago where the floor routine, the gymnast on the floor is staying active with the gymnast on the outside, on the, like outside of the floor, the teammates kicking her on the side right before her last pass. That's really cool. But I'm going to be honest. I think Sid can give a little more to this floor routine.
I agree. And I know you print out this, you know, our little podcast thing, but I wrote on there after I agree, so you probably didn't see it. But let me tell you, I have thoughts and feelings. So I like her music. She has great music. But I felt like a lot of her choreography was like, walk over here, chest, chest, walk over here, pose, pose, walk over here, throw it up. You know, I just feel like her routine from club was so dancey out there, just showcasing her personality. And not saying that this routine doesn't showcase the personality she has, because it does, but I just feel like she could give it more in terms of her dance. I feel like it's lacking in the dance department, that she could just be doing more than walking around. You know?
No, I completely agree, because I was like watching it, thinking back to her routine in 2019, which is the first time I had seen really Sydney on floor. Like I really like happened to pay attention to exactly the whole routine, not maybe watching a tumbling or seeing a last pass or part of a routine, actually seeing the routine. And I was like, wow, this means she's going to have some, you know, she already has that college look. Like she's going to do huge things in college with floor routines. And then when I watched this routine, cause I hadn't seen it yet, I'd seen the double back or double pike on one of their social media pages. And, I was like, oh, well, you know, I think there's more to it. Not that it's not a bad routine. I think she could actually maybe even do a little more with even that choreography that she has, because she does have that where she can have a little more attitude in it. But great tumbling. And I like that kick. I think it's cool. And I like she's competing her back handspring layout 2 feet. She did fall in this meet. I've seen this routine. And she has all of her skills. I mean, still in the routine, a nice 1.5 that she sticks off the beam that she's stuck in this routine too, but she happened to fall on her back handspring layout 2 feet because she would have been in a mid 39 because she went 9.8 or 9.9 on the other three events. So, but it's good to see Sid out there competing all around for Pitt as a freshman. Another Region 5 alum that we have seen in and out of lineups for the last 2 years of her college career, and that would be Gianna Gerdes. She went 9-9 on floor on Monday, but she did exhibition on floor against Ohio State on Saturday. And I had told Kim, I said, Kim, hey, check Gianna's routine out. It's actually really cool. Her ending is cool. Like, she comes up on a knee, grabs her leg, and like kicks it to the air and kind of holds a hold position. Front to double back, very nice. Nice double pike last pass. I'm like, check this routine out. It's pretty cool. It's really nice. 9-9 in Maryland on floor. What are your thoughts on her floor routine?
I really liked her floor routine. It was very Gianna Gerdes floor routine. And at first I was watching it while I was driving. Don't do that. But when I was scrolling through to try to find it, the announcer had said the wrong name, and I'm like yelling at my phone. I'm like, no, that's Gianna Gerdes. I would know those dimples from anywhere, because she has like, when she smiles, the dimples. But I love her floor routine, and she, you know, she puts personality into it. Great tumbling, fun ending. I have to go back and watch from another meet, though, because I watched the one from Maryland, and so I didn't see, you know, obviously all of it. So I'm going to go back and watch another one, but I'm really excited that she's in the floor lineup, and she's just always had a really nice floor, really nice presentation, really nice personality in her routines, and shows off her routine. So I'm excited to, you know, watch the full routine and actually hear the music a little better, because I could not really hear it. But yeah, I love it.
And then she's brought back the Yurchenko 1.5. I don't know if she, I don't think, because I, against Ohio State, she did Yurchenko full. So, you know, we haven't seen the Yurchenko 1.5 since 18, I think it was. Regionals at 18. Yes, it was 18, because then she pulled out of nationals because of an injury. So we haven't seen that in a while, and that's really exciting. It wasn't the best landed Yurchenko 1.5, and I know she's probably going to, you know, be upset with herself or get back in there and work on that so she can make that vault lineup more consistent, because obviously Minnesota can use another 1.5. I think they are competing some fulls, though they have Loper, who scores a 10 every single time she vaults. But it's just cool to see, and it was exciting that, you know, she's doing Yurchenko 1.5 again. We didn't get to see the actual vault. We got to see a replay of it, but at least we got to see it. So that's cool. But it's I'm excited to see Gianna back and, you know, competing multiple events. I mean, she's done beam as well. So it's cool, and it's great to see her back out there and looking like she's back to kind of getting her groove back and becoming the Gianna that was that we saw in club. Like, I think she's starting to get back there. Really quick, as we podcast, announcement on ESPN, Simone Biles is now engaged to her Texan boyfriend. Okay, anyway, moving on.
That just, she is? Yay, good for her. They're so cute. Oh, my God.
That just came up on my my thing, notifications from ESPN.
Part of me was like, wait, how do you know that?
Well, I get ESPN notifications all the time, but of course for the Olympics, I have them up just to see who wins medals and stuff like that. And I just popped it up. It says Biles announces engagement. I thought it was announces retirement at first. I was like, she retired for sure. Has she made a decision? But it says announces engagement. So pretty fitting for the fact at the end of the college or the NFL season. Moving on to the MSU Illinois meet that Kim was basically live streaming, Region 5 athletes there. If you go to, well, not any longer, but maybe we can share some of the videos from our story onto our that little highlight section in our Instagram, our college podcast Instagram, College Salute podcast Instagram. But Kim, go ahead and just give us some updates and fill us in. I mean, Michigan State, pretty good school record, right?
Oh my God, this meet, being there, I am so freaking obsessed with MSU right now, and I hate to say it, like, I never really cared for MSU. I'm a Michigan girl. I mean, I didn't go to Michigan, but I was always a Michigan fan over MSU, but I only really liked MSU gymnastics ever, but, like, still not, like, as much. But now, like, this year, let me tell you, like, I am fully obsessed with this MSU team, and, like, anything Michigan State gymnastics, I just am all over it, because this team, their atmosphere, their gymnastics, their social media, their freaking playlists in the arena. We have talked about schools with amazing music. Well, go to an MSU meet. It's like a concert. Oh, my God. I love it. I just cannot say enough. And I think I've probably told everybody on their coaching staff but Mike Rowe. So, Mike Rowe, I'm telling you now, oh, my God, your MSU team is freaking amazing. Just so everybody now is aware of my love for Michigan State anyways, now that I've gotten that out of my system, and my mom will call me later and think I'm...
I'm the one that's saying go green as a start to our podcast, and I am a Michigan alum, so
yeah,
I do agree.
I just never liked Michigan State, but my mom's gonna be like, you like Michigan State now? Yup, I do, admit it. Anyways, this meet was amazing. They had a beam record, they broke a beam school record on floor, school record for a team going 197,
425, I think.
197.425. Like, Ashley Hofflich still had to go on floor, and they were already screaming because, you know, it flashed at that time 197, like 325. And she still had to go on floor, so you knew it was going to be higher. And the poor girl, whoever was on beam from Illinois, I think she made her routine. Because MSU was just, you would have thought they just won NCAAs. It was just so electric with that team. And then Ashley Hofflich went on floor and, you know, rocked floor, stuck the double back dismount, just like, exclamation point to this. And it's crazy because you have MSU who, like, they're so swaggy. Like, MSU is the swaggy team. Like, they have so much swagginess. It's amazing. And they're just so hype all the time. And then you have Illinois, and Illinois was like the most beautiful team. Like, their floor routines are just flowy and fluttery and beautiful, and they have all this toe point that's just amazing. Like, everyone has beautiful toe point in Illinois. And it was just such a contrast with such a great atmosphere and meet to be in. Oh, I just can't. Gabby Stevens vault, Yurchenko full to a stuck landing. Like, my notes say damn, because oh my god. It was so good. And at 9.95, that should have been like 9.95. That score was crap. However, that is my opinion.
Well, I took a break from MSU this week because we've been talking about them every single week. And I actually watched Michigan Penn State during that meet. But I was kind of checking out some of it as it was going. But I also, of course, was watching Super Bowl prep for the Super Bowl, and I was trying to watch the Olympics at the same time. So, and my in-laws were here. I mean, it was a crazy night on Sunday.
I just kept sending you.
Yes, I know. I watched the videos on. I was like, had our Instagram open and was watching our story because Kim was, like I said, live streaming Region 5 from the meet, which was cool. It was fun.
I was blowing up the story with like all the routines that were amazing because let me tell you. The entire Illinois bar lineup is Region 5. Like, spots 1 through 4, at least, is all Region 5. And they're exquisite bar routines. And, you know, our MSU's beam routines. And let me tell you, as Skyla's my queen on floor, but her beam routine, wow, amazing. And the song that plays when she was doing beam, Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj, I got all kinds of feels. It felt like she was performing, like, to that song and, like, embodying that song. It was amazing. And she did this, her switch half and her feet flip on the beam. But you couldn't tell. If you weren't, like, paying attention to her feet, which I'm sure many people don't just, like, watch the feet. But feet flipped. But she was just, like, you know, perfect. Like, won't even know. And then when they hit the floor, girl, watch out. And Delaney, exhibition to beam, beautiful. You know, her routine's only out of a 9.8, though. I got questions. But, yeah, I just can't. This was, like, one of the best meets. And their Erase Hate shirts, oh, my God, love them. I will have one soon. I'm very excited. And Illinois was there, and they did amazing, too. Olivia O'Donnell has the most beautiful double-tug dismount off bars on the planet. Like, yes, it's a double tuck, but it's, like, beautiful. Legs, toes, everything is glued together, like, perfect. Doesn't even come apart. Perfectly pointed in the double back. Like, who does that? So much love for these two teams. And I was really excited that I got to see Illinois, like, in person, because it's been a very long time. I don't think I've seen Illinois in person at a meet in a very long time. So it was great.
I do want to make a shout out to Alyssa Wiedemann, because I feel like we haven't talked about her at all this year. And she's just, you know, doing her thing, maybe one or two in the lineup. 9-8, 2-5, and 9-8 on vault and beam this weekend. I mean, she's doing just as good a job as any of the other Region 5 alums, and I just feel like we really haven't talked about her.
I meant to. She's back in the leadoff position on beam. The last time she competed beam, she competed exhibition. So she's back in the leadoff spot, and it's a great leadoff spot for her. I always love her in the leadoff spot, and her gainer full dismount always sticks the landing.
No. It was the actual gainer. Like when you say gainer full, because everyone does that gainer full off the side. She does the gainer full off the end.
She does a tug gainer full off the end. And she's always done this since club. And she's always done it very, very, very well. She let off vault and beautiful Yurchenko full stuck landing. So, you know, she's a great person to have in those leadoff spots because she just delivers. And I wanted to make mention of that. Yes, I was very excited to see her back in the leadoff on balance beam.
Glad to see her back in there.
Just so solid on beam.
Well, we'll quickly do a quick run through of our 9-9 notebook. And we've mentioned some of the 9-9s already. JC Vore, of course, on her beam and bars. Sydney Washington, Gianna Gurdes. We've mentioned and talked about them specifically. They also did have 9-9s. But Leah Clapper, 9-9-5 on balance beam. She doesn't know any other score. Q Henderson. Which is so funny when I just said Q Henderson and I was like, wait, that's not her name, but it is her name, but it's Jaquavia Henderson. Another 9-9-5 on floor. I don't know. Has she been under? I think actually she did get a 9-8-7-5 once this year, so on floor. Doing well in the all-around. She's back on bars and competing in the all-around, so we'll see where Q ends up at the end of the year, like Big Tens or whatever in the all-around. Katie Kowalski, this 9-9 vault was absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful Yurchenko full. Absolutely beautiful vault. And in the MAC. I mean, it was a MAC meet, and she got a 9-9 on vault, so you know how good that vault was. Delaney Harkness, a couple 9-9s this week. 9-9 on floor on whatever day it was. Saturday?
Friday.
And then Sunday, 9-9 on bars and 9-9-2-5 on floor. So she's killing it this year, as we've mentioned. Ashley Helfich, 9-9-2-5 on floor both days. So not big surprise there. Ashley is the anchor on floor for Michigan State and just killing it each and every week. Gabby Steven, 9-9-2-5 on beam for Friday, and then another 9-9-2-5 on beam again, but also on her vault. So she's hovering that perfect 10 for her on vault each and every week. 9-9-2-5 on bars from Akari Doggett, a beautiful bar routine, but unfortunately on floor, opened up early on a double pike, front through double pike, and landed really low and fell forward and has injured her leg. We have heard that it is not an Achilles, thank God, but Makari has very fragile ankles, and so I texted her mom. I said, great, now we're just going to see her in bars the rest of the year. So hopefully I am wrong on this, because Makari's been doing well, and obviously vaults seems knocking out 1.5s, but you know, she does have her ankles are tender, so hopefully she gets back and be able to do as many events as possible, but thank God it's not an Achilles tendon injury.
You know, I got a text message after that said Makari tore her Achilles, and I was like, what? Like, big letters. And then they're like, update. I'm like, yeah, what is it? And they're like, nope, just a short landing or something. They're like, she got up and walked from the trainer into the locker room. I'm like, okay, we're walking. Thank you.
Because Ryan picked her up and carried her off the floor. So they didn't show after post that. So during the meet, we didn't know, and I texted her mom. And then I had heard before, based on their social media, before Becky, her mom, told me. But, yeah, no Achilles tendon tear, thank the Lord.
Yeah, well, when the person said that there was at the meet that she walked, I'm like, right. Okay, good.
9-9 for Colby Miller on bars. Colby Miller, of course, Ohio State. Andy Lee, 9-9-5 bars, beam, and floor this week against Utah. Skyla, 9-9-2-5 on floor. We've talked about her floor routine. Alyssa Alashari, 9-9-2-5 again on beam. She actually had a 9-7-7-5, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday night. And then 9-9-2-5 on Sunday, right? They compete Sunday. On Beam Layout Mount. I get to see Alashari compete live on Sunday. We'll get to that in a little bit.
I get to, I'm commentating the EMU NIU meet. I get to see her live as well.
So EMU NIU, listen, check it out for Kim, but we'll make mention of that. That's in 2 weeks.
March 13th.
Sierra Brooks, 995 on vault, 9925 on bars, and then a 9975 on floor, which is a career high for Sierra. And I put in our notes 10, 10, 10. We need to see a 10 from Sierra on floor. It's about time.
It'll come.
It's about time. But 9975, she hasn't broken that 995 for like every meet. 995, 995, 995. So I think we need one for Q as well. I think Q deserves one as well. So we'll see. And then Gabby, fellow Michigan Wolverine and junior Region 5 alum, 9-9 on bars and beam for Gabby Wilson this week. So, and I think they rested her on vault
she only
floor
did,
this week.
She only did those two events. Yeah.
Do two events, score 9-9.
Yeah,
they're resting her to get ready for the final push to the season. So a few highlights that stood out this week in the NCAA for us from our Region 5 alums and Kai Rivers.
Oh, my God. I watched this meet while I was doing something, and Kai was up on beam. Oh, I was at the gym. So I was at the gym coaching, and I had this, my computer popped open near the beam because we were on beam, and I literally, like, stopped in my tracks. I think I was, like, going to spot, and I'm like, hold, walked away. I'm like, come on, guys. Come on, Kai Rivers is on beam. We have to stop now. And so we watched the beam routine. And, you know, they had said she had not been in a competed beam since 2020. She was in for Haley Bryant. And girl rocks this set. Duck landing goes 9-9. All this craziness, she does this while all the craziness on the floor because Naya Reed just got a 10 on floor. So, like, everybody's erupting in celebration over there. And Kai's just, you know, I'm just going to rock and this beam routine, stick this landing, you know, get my 9-9. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's
it
fun.
Was amazing.
It's funny because the crowd starts cheering and she's like in the middle of some, like after her series, like before Ariel, somewhere in there, the crowd starts like roaring. And then she kind of walks back, turns to the floor, like facing the floor. And then in her choreography, she like claps a few times. And so I was thinking to myself, hey, she's clapping for Naya, but then she's saying, hey, just watch me. I'm going to rock this double full. And you can see that whole section from the claps to the double full up on our Instagram, our Region 5 College Podcast Instagram page. So you can check that out and see. It just kind of looks like she's like, yeah, Naya, congratulations. I'm going to clap for you, give you your clap for your 10, but here I'm going to go stick a double full and get a 9-9 on beam. So it's great to see Kai back. We, as everyone knows, she tore Achilles last year and haven't seen her on floor yet, but now we're back under her other three events. We'll see. Maybe with the 9-9, she'll be back in the lineup on beam more consistently. But of course, bars and vault every weekend. So, well, moving from a 9-9 beam routine to a 9-9-2-5 duo from SEMO, and that would be the champion connection, floor fabulous, Madison Green and Anna Kaziska. These two, I'm going to give their coach props. Jason Button, most of you know from Region 5, know who Jason is, the director at Kentucky, champion in Kentucky. And he's the floor coach. So a lot of their, you know, technique and their gymnastics and why they're so good is because of Jason. So let's give our props out. Hand claps, Kai's clap to Jason Button for his great work on floor with them. But, you know, they have similar but yet different styles in what they do. But we saw it in Anna's routine where we mentioned it at the beginning of the first week, I think it was, where I saw the letters and I wasn't sure. I'm sure they used them, but we didn't see that part where they do it. But we did in Anna's routine, the way they were camera, you see when she goes in the corner before her last pass or her second pass, I think it is. And she does this music and then it goes din, 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 din. And it goes S-E-M-O and you see all the big, big letters. I said, I knew that's what they were for. I'm sure they're just holding SEMO standing there. So it was good to see because obviously that's what we thought they were using for and we got to actually see it in use. But I know Kim put on here something in the Kentucky water.
Well, yeah, because so I, when I was doing the 9-9 notebook and I was like, oh, they got the same score, you know, they're going down. And that's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, dang, there's something in that water in Kentucky, you know. But then I was over on the socials and either Anna or Madison, one of them on one of their Instagrams, they had a picture of them together. And that's what they said. There must be something about that Kentucky water. And I was like, are you reading my brain? Like, did my phone tell your phone what I was thinking? But it's just so cool that, you know, those two, they come from the same gym, they're at the same school, and they just kill it on floor every time. And they have great routines, great performances, you know, great form, toe point, everything. They're fantastic, and it's really exciting that they are able to share that connection and that moment. And props to Jason for, you know, giving them great foundation.
Madison, or we call her Polly here in Region 5, had an absolutely beautiful full in when she was in club, but competing the front layout Rudy and a very nice double pike last pass. Absolutely very nice double pike. So clearly with the 2-10 double pike pass and then the front layout Rudy, which I believe is 4-10, you know, she doesn't need to do the full in. It's safer and easier to land, but I know Jason's probably like, oh, dang it, I spent all that time doing those full ins and we don't even do full in. And then I know you put this on here and I put the Q rule, because you mentioned, and I know you found it funny because we have talked about this, but that MSU had the, I mean, I guess you can explain it, but the score, the 9-9 stayed up.
So, yeah, and the girl that was flashing for Beam, she, towards the end of the lineup, she just kept the 9-9 up and, like, would just, like, switch, you know, the ending. And the same thing on floor towards the end of the lineup, she would just keep the 9-9 up and, you know, change the endings. And I thought that was kind of funny because I was like, huh, isn't that a little foreshadowing? Yes. But I just thought it was kind of funny that, like, they just kept the 9-9 up. Like, yep, they're going to, we know the last three in the floor lineup are going to get a 9-9, you know, type of thing. I just thought that was kind of funny.
And I call it the Q rule because I always say that when Q goes on floor, they just have the 9-9 there and then they just add, because one of these days they're going to be like, oh crap, I got to put the 10 up.
Oh, 10.
But yeah, I call that the Q rule because that seems like it's always happens for her.
Yeah.
Are you looking to improve your vault? Stick your landings and strive for a perfect 10 like your favorite NCAA and Olympic champions? Then look no further than TumbleTrack. For over 30 years, TumbleTrack has produced mats, tramps, and trainers to improve your future champions' gymnastics in a safe and fun way with more reps and less stress. If your little champion just can't get enough, check out TumbleTrack's at-home line of products by visiting their website, www.tumbletrack.com. That's TumbleTrack.com. TumbleTrack. Train smart.
As we start to wrap up this episode of our podcast, we have our freshman debuts, and we had a couple debut this week. Some athletes and some commentating debuts. Haley Hornbacher from she was from Bay Valley. She is a freshman at Central Michigan, and she debuted on balance beam in the exhibition spot.
It's beautiful to watch on beam. She's always been beautiful. Even back when she was a compulsory, she was at Mid-Michigan, and she was just always had beautiful lines and worked the beam beautifully. So when I saw that she competed exhibition, I'm like, oh, it's got to be beam because she just really excels at balance beam. Unfortunately, she did have a fall, but beautiful cat leap to side aerial full and then full dismount, stuck landing. Just absolutely gorgeous routine. I'm really hoping to see her more in the lineup just because she's beautiful to watch on beam for sure. So I was really excited that I saw that she got out there and got a chance to compete. I believe she's a redshirt freshman. So it's great to see her being able to, you know, get going on an event and, you know, get really her college gymnastics started.
Another CMU, former CMU athlete, former Region 5 alum with another one of those beautiful 2.5 twist punch fronts, Nora Fettinger, and she's in the commentating role now.
Yeah, so Nora is, as you said, a former CMU and former Region 5 from here in Michigan. She actually grew up right down, you know, I've watched her grow up too. She was a Mid-Michigan athlete and made her commentating debut for CMU, which was really exciting. She did a great job. And, you know, there's so many former Region 5 athletes of all sorts commentating these days, which is super cool to see. And it's just great to see people stepping, you know, former alumni and people stepping into those roles and doing really well.
one another way to stay involved with the sport of gymnastics and also keep, you know, in touch with the universities and programs and stuff that they're part of, which is also great because Nora obviously knows the Central Michigan team. And as you know, it's easier when you know the athletes, it's easier to talk about them and keep the audience interested in things because you have more background info versus having to necessarily look through notes all the time. You kind of can pull stuff from your, you know, your head, that storage cabinet up there in the brain. And that's cool to see Nora out there. So, which leads me to Leah Kamichik, who is also from Central Michigan, and she competed bars. And I saw this in the results when I was going through the results to check things out. And I immediately texted her coaches, Marco and Jess. And I said, that's so awesome that Leah competed. And then a picture was posted of all the Kamichiks, and you saw Keely there with her new baby. And it was just cool to see because unfortunately, Leah is another one that did not end her club career the way she wanted to. She was hurt most of her senior year and competed at the end, but not to her ability. So she obviously didn't make it on to JO Nationals or Dev Nationals. But this bar routine, absolutely beautiful. She has beautiful Maloney in her routine, double layoff. She went 9.85, and you can actually watch the routine on Alumni Monday. We posted Alumni Monday. We post the 10 routines each week that we necessarily may not be talking about the podcast. We talked about Leah because she was a freshman debut, but there are always alums out there that put up great routines, but they just might not fit the podcast or the topic of what we're talking about. But you can definitely check out more highlighted routines each and every week on Alumni Monday, posted on Monday, sometimes Tuesday. And we do the 10 routines that stood out to us from the week that, again, didn't make the podcast. So check that out. You can see Leah's routine this week. I believe it was a 9.85 that she got on bars up there this week.
And you know what I really loved? There was a picture posted of Jess, Marco, and all of the former Phenom athletes who were at that meet because it was MSU, Western, and CMU. So it was fun to see that picture of all of them together. And, you know, Marco and Jess came over here to the Great Mitten to watch them, which was fun. And kind of fun that they were all at the same meet together. So it was a cool moment for Phenom and Jess and Marco and all of them.
And as I mentioned, the R5 College Salute _ podcast is our new Instagram for 2022. And you can check that out. Again, we have highlighted routines, different segments of the podcast occasionally, recaps if we do, stories, Kim live streams, Region 5 athletes at meets, which maybe I'll be doing this week. We'll see. But check that out. Follow it. Give it a follow so you can keep up to date with what our Region 5 alums are doing. Our new YouTube channel as well, the R5 College Salute podcast. We post our videos up there from which we use for the Alumni Monday. So, and sometimes I post a few more if I'm going to highlight on the Instagram or what have you. So check that out, both R5 College Salute _ podcast and R5 College Salute podcast on Instagram and on YouTube. You can also help support the podcast by becoming an insider podcast patron for as little as $1 per month. Your support will help us with all the behind the scenes work that is done to produce our podcast and media content. If you want to help us out for 1 month or be a yearly patron, click on our link on our podcast page on our website, in our show notes, or go to www.patreon.com/Region5 Gym Insider and select the support tier that fits your budget. Help us continue to grow and provide more gymnastics content for everyone to enjoy. You know what Kim enjoys? She enjoys Toe Point. Kim, who made our Toe Point president nominee list this week?
Yes, I do enjoy Toe Point. And on the list this week is the back in the lineup, Emily Gaskins. Can't miss her Toe Point. It is perfect. And then Illinois' plethora of beautiful Toe Points. Rachel Borden, Kaylin Ewald, Olivia O'Donnell, Allie Morgan, Mallory Mizuki. Like, the entire team. Like, come on. And then Gianna Gurdis and Andy Lee. And if I could give a Toe Point president nominee to somebody in a different region, if they understood what was happening, it would be Kayla Marr from, you know, Penn, because she's exquisite. I'd put her on a list if I could. And speaking of lists, so if you are on TikTok and following the sparkle and shine of the lovely Leos, keep following on TikTok, and I will have week 6 up at the end of this week for everyone to enjoy the beautiful Leos of week 6.
Well, now it's time for the awards, more of the awards that we do at the end of our podcast, and that would be our Built Bar Best 5 of the Week. And Built Bar's Built Boost is an all-natural, all-good, with 100% of your daily vitamins. During these times, boosting your immune system is critical, and Built Boost can provide the defense, and they really taste good. Go to Built.com and get 10% off your order every time with code R5INSIDER. And the Built Bar Best 5 of the Week, we start off Best Handstand, Kim.
Well, because I can never have one of anything. Best Handstand for me goes to Gabby Stevens and Olivia O'Donnell because perfection.
Best Performance this week.
Okay, well, to be super real here, Best Performance will now forever go to Sika Wright on floor. However, if we're going to stick with the Region 5-ness of this all, it's going to be Michigan State. It's just going to be Michigan State. Just the whole thing. Just the whole thing. All of Michigan State. We broke 3 program records, and their playlist is bomb. So, Michigan State.
Best stick I had to give to Abby Singh this week. I was sent this video and with the 9.825 because she's been like in the 9.7s on her layout half. And then again, that vault in the MAC doesn't always score that well. And I saw 9.825 and I was like, sweet, let me see the vault. And she rocked that vault. And that's up on our podcast Instagram. So check that one out. But I'm giving best stick for week 6 to Abby Singh from Western Michigan.
And ironically, she was on my list as well, so I didn't even need to put that because you already put it.
Perfect. Best post-routine celebration.
Oh, this goes to Gabby Pereira, hands down, for after that bar routine. Nothing compares. And you know what? Honestly, a close second to that, though, was Abby Singh after her vault. That was on my list, too. But I'm giving it to Gabby because, hello. It was amazing. Like, she was so excited, and so was her team.
Yeah, she was excited. Her team was excited. Her coaches were excited. Evan, I said, was excited. The audience was excited. Everyone was just excited.
Everyone was excited.
And then our best college salute of the week goes to?
Okay, so there are so many college salutes out there that are amazing. However, I saw a picture of this one first and put it on my list because I was like, ooh. And then saw the actual routine. And it goes to this week in the exhibition spot at Central, Hallie Hornbacher for her beam. There was just something so magical about her salute. It was beautiful. So Hallie Hornbacher beam, even though she was in an exhibition spot, it counts.
Before we flip forward to week 7, I wanted to give a shout out to Whitewater's Kara Welsh. We talked about her last week on the podcast that she tried her big college salute, and we wanted to highlight some of our D3 athletes, and we happened to see the video. She had a nice vault. She has upgraded to a Yurchenko full in a layout position, and it's an absolutely beautiful vault. And I believe that's the first time she did, because I think she did tuck and club, and I'm almost positive she did tuck and club. So I think that's the first time she competed Yurchenko full laid out. So Kara, congratulations, nice job. Wanted to make sure we shouted that out because I did see that on Instagram this week. And now flipping forward, must watch for week 7, Friday night, Big 5 at Elevate the Stage. Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, and Ohio State. Definitely going to be checking out that. We are going to have most of our podcast focus next week on the Big 5 because it's a big championship meet and obviously a lot of teams there. Though we will have other, you know, highlights from around the nation. We're going to be focusing a little more on the Big 5. But Alabama LSU on Friday, that should be a good one to check out. On Saturday, Big 5 at Elevate the Stage Day 2. Kim will be on hand at Day 2, and she will probably have her Instagram videos and what have you, and maybe some interviews, some content, and then, of course, her highlights and her thoughts on the competition when we meet again for our podcast next week. But MSU, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, and Rutgers will compete in that meet. And it's also Metroplex, and I put here, how many 10s will OU get? We shall see. OU loves the Metroplex. It seems like it's always their highest scoring meet of the year. So we'll check out Metroplex. On Sunday, I will be at CMU, Iowa State, Western Michigan and NIU. We have about, I think it's like 60 people. And by 60, I don't mean our entire gym. I mean the Murphy family on top of our Palmer's family are going to be headed there. I'm going to make big letters that say R5 alums. And my kids are going to hold R5 alum up every time an alum competes. So check that out. If you're listening or any of your teams, you'll see the R5 alum up in the stands. But looking forward to that. I'll try to get some videos as well and maybe some interviews, we'll see, but definitely some highlights and some thoughts on that meet next week as well. And then EMU versus Ball State is another one to check out. So Elevate the Stage will be the majority of our podcast next week as we highlight who's on the top in the Big Ten heading into Big Ten championships. And who knows, maybe we'll have Olivia Karras on to give her thoughts on the Big Five as well. So
help more people find our podcast by rating and reviewing us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to email us at region5insider@gmail.com. Thanks again to all of our Patreon sponsors, followers, and subscribers. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts, especially our new R5 College Salute _ podcast page on IG for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
Thanks for joining us on our salute to the Region 5 alums in Week 6 of NCAA action. As we mentioned, Kim will be headed to the Saturday session of Big 5, and I will be attending the quad meet at NIU. So it's going to be an exciting weekend, and we'll get a lot of Region 5 alum videos and what have you, so that's exciting. We are also just over 1 week away from the third annual Region 5 Insider Classic. Kim and I have a lot of fun stuff planned social media-wise, and while we're hanging out and waiting for the awards, because that's our job at the meet is to do the awards. We will have more info on our coverage for that meet in next week's podcast. We'll have a couple live streams for our 9s and 10s, and as well as obviously video up throughout the weekend. We'll talk to you next week with all the Week 7 action and continue our spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Talk soon, and remember, we are Region 5.